Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the Trig Podcast with Joey. It goes to be on this beautiful Thursday, February 19th. It is late, almost midnight, so I'm kind of whispering to not wake up the family. But I wanted to do this podcast because I've been re-inspired by audio-only podcasts. Shout out to my friend Cliff Ravenscraft out there in Kentucky, who is a big advocate for audio-only. And I must say, so am I. Not only is it a thing of how you look on camera, but the ease, it's fast. And sometimes, often, I feel like I can talk more normal when I'm not thinking of a camera, etc. So that's, I guess, part of why I'm recommitting again and again. I've done this a few times now to audio first or audio only. Not that I won't do live streams or even some videos here and there, but this is, I guess, my preferred medium of communication with you, my friend. So, you know, we don't have a lot of listeners. I am still always, of course, thinking of how to find a focus or a lane to stick with. I've tried all kinds of, not tried, but I talk about a lot of things. And so that's, I think, a problem at times because there's no one lane that I have chosen. But I think at the end of the day, I like talking about God and Jesus and faith and music and worship and mental health and all the things that you've heard me talk about for many years. And because that's really who I am. So my family, of course, and being honest and also having fun, being a man of joy, of gozo, as you hear me talk about all the time. Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. And I've been talking about gozo for maybe 20 years, a long time. So I guess tonight I wanted just to say those few things. And of course, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and there are some great communicators out there. I'm not a great communicator. I tend to talk a lot and repeat myself and not be very clear. I've tried ChatGPT, and oh yeah, that really helps to make me sound professional and amazing, but it's not real. It's not me. So I think giving you myself is the best thing. So this is me, rambling and all. But I guess what I wanted to say is that Lent, by the way, yesterday was Ash Wednesday, February 18th. So I've celebrated Lent for many years. I remember the first time that I went to a church near to our house, a Catholic church. And in those days, this was maybe, it's been more than 10 years, maybe 20 years. The church that I was a part of didn't celebrate Ash Wednesday. But I really wanted to experience the sacredness of the Lenten season. And so I went to this Catholic church, and the priest put ashes on my forehead, and I felt so good to connect with a sacred tradition and something that has been practiced in the church for many years, not just Catholic, but also some of the more mainline churches, Methodists and Presbyterian, etc. Now I work at a Lutheran church and school, and so we celebrate a lot of these sacred traditions. So I had ashes placed on me by one of the pastors last night at the Ash Wednesday service, and it was very meaningful. Meaningful in many ways today, Thursday, the day after Ash Wednesday. Something really beautiful happened. A lot of beautiful things happened today, but I guess I'll mention one. Today, I had a bunch of meetings, and it was kind of a boring day. Didn't really feel very spiritual, or, you know, it's just more of a day at the office, I guess. But because it is this Lenten season, I've been longing to experience God and to connect with Jesus in a fresh way. So it was 3:00, it was time to go home, but I was outside with hanging out with my friend Robbie, the principal of the school, as kids were being dismissed, etc., and cars were leaving, and he was helping out with traffic. And so while I was standing there, these two beautiful little, I think, first, second graders who go to the school came up to me and said, "Oh, Mr. Trigg, we want to tell you our favorite worship songs." And the cute thing was that one of the little girls, it was a boy and a girl, the little girl said, she was reading my badge, and she said, "I thought your name was Mr. Trigg, but it says David on your badge." So that was the cutest thing. But after that, they told me their favorite songs, Dusty Bibles, and there's another one I forget. And they were just so excited to just talk and to hear me say, "Oh, of course, I love those songs," and to just kind of encourage them. Then the little boy, he said, or his mom said, "Oh, tell Mr. Trigg that you just did a piano recital." And so he was telling me the piece that he performed. And then the mom said, "Yeah, he didn't get to sing, but he loves to sing. Did you know that he loves to sing?" I said, "Really? I can't wait for you to sing with us in chapel." And I told him that it's so beautiful that he sings and he worships. I told him to learn the drums and the guitar and the piano, and to also preach the word of God. And the mom was saying, "Amen, amen." And it was just a beautiful moment where I felt, by the way, the mom is a professor at Talbot, where I went to school, Talbot Seminary. Shout out to Biola Talbot. And it was just one of those moments after I had had a pretty non-spiritual day, even though I tried a few things. But then, just like God, just God being God, he dropped this beautiful gift of his presence right on my lap. And I left that moment and I wrapped up today feeling so good. I felt like I had spent time with Jesus just for those 5-10 minutes with those two little children and the mom and my friend Robbie, the whole thing. It made up for kind of a dry day. And it may be in some ways a pretty dry week. But isn't that how Jesus is, right? When you feel like you can't find him, you don't know where he is, or you're working hard providing for your family, and you're like, "Where are you, Lord?" He shows up in the most unexpected ways. And how about through children? Jesus, obviously, we know that he constantly told his disciples that if we want to enter the kingdom of God, if we want to enter the kingdom of God, we need to be like children. The kingdom of God belongs to the children. If anybody wants to be great in God's kingdom, they must be the servant of all. And I guess just spending time with those two babies was such an expression of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God truly was near to me in that moment. And I hope and I believe that I also was a blessing to those kids and to their mom. What a joy. What a joy. Perhaps you're wondering where God is during this month of March or February, March, during this season leading up to Easter. Maybe you're busy, you're stressed, you have so much on your mind, you're dealing with an illness, with a financial concern. Don't worry. God is near. In many ways, that's what I felt God was saying. It's almost like God was saying, "You know, son, you were looking for me here and there and everywhere, but I am going to show up in the most simple of ways and whatever way I want to show up. All you have to do is just look for me. Seek me with all your heart, and there I am." I encourage you to wait on the Lord this Lenten season, these 40 days, 46 days leading till Easter Sunday. Wait on the Lord. Don't worry if you can't find him, or if you feel distant, or he feels distant from him, from you. Don't worry if you are busy and you wish you weren't. Let him come to save you. Let him show up in his time. Let him surprise you. Be open. Be seeking. The Bible says, "Ask and you shall find, seek and you shall knock, or seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open unto you." All you got to do is just be willing. All I did today was just go out there, hang out with my friend Robbie, helping him or just talking to him while he did parking lot duty. I was just obedient and just being there. I wasn't home. I wasn't in the car. I didn't just leave. I was just there. And the Lord showed up. Sometimes all we have to do is just wait on the Lord. And He will come and save you. He will show up. If you would like my coaching, if you would like my mentorship, if you would like any of my music or programs that I offer, you can go to davidtrigger.com/podcast or davidtrigger.com/mentorship. I have many things that I offer. I'd love to talk to you. If not, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast in Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts, on my website, davidtrigger.com, or on Instagram at davidtrigg, etc., etc. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.